You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we lead things off with Seldon Powell. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
And there are some small band sides that feature the playing of Sahib Shahab to round things out. Let's go to the top, and we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started with Selden Powell and a thing called For Lester from July 1961. That was a package on the Epic label called We Paid Our Dues. Selden Powell on tenor, Lloyd Mayers on piano, Peck Morrison bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. Also from that same session, we had Selden Powell again, thing called Two for One. Again, We Paid Our Dues from July 1961. Then we listened to Bill Evans and Lucky to Be Me from December 1958. Solo piano, that was off the package on the Riverside label called Everybody Digs Bill Evans. Then we heard Chet Baker and Strings. It was on the Columbia label, issued in December 1953, and a piece called A Little Duet for Chet and Zoot. It's Chet Baker on trumpet, Zoot Sims tenor, Russ Freeman piano, Joe Mondragon bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums, and a little string section. And I'm glad to report that unlike most jazz with strings, the strings were used economically here very tastefully. Chet Baker, Zoot Sims together. Then John Coltrane off the Blue Train package, Blue Note label, September 1957, a tune called Moment's Notice. Coltrane on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And then we had the pair of sides to wrap things up that featured the playing of Sahib Shahab. Actually, they were done under the bass player's name, Mort Herbert, for the Savoy label in March. First one was March of 1956, and there are different lineups here. First, Night People, with Sahib Shahab on baritone, Don Stratton trumpet, Mike Kuzo on tenor, Ronnie Ball piano, Mort Herbert bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. Then from a session 2 months later, May of 1956, a tune called Blues for Fred and Faye. And again, this was the Mort Herbert sextet, but this time it was Joe Wilder on trumpet, Bobby Jasper on tenor, and you heard him there on the flute, Sahib Shahab baritone, Dick Katz piano, Mort Herbert bass, Kenny Clark on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here is Shirley Horn.
You and I, an unmatched pair, took the time to touch, to share. Worlds apart, the night we met, we braved the odds and won the bet. Not perfect yet, but close enough for love. How old-fashioned, pure romance. Share a kiss and share a dance. Share the body and bouquet. we'll taste the wine. Another day when you and I are close enough for love. Not just lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends. Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember always. And always. Long goodbyes and tearful looks. Hold up well in poems and books. But you and I have life to hold. The greatest story never told, not perfect yet. But close enough for love. Not just lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends. Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember. And always. Long goodbyes and tearful looks. Hold up well in poems and books. But you and I have life to hold. The greatest story never told. Not perfect yet, but close enough.
Of you night and day. answer no such a holy yearning burning inside of me. And it's told me it won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you night and day, day and night.
There's a pair by Billie Holiday, the one we just listened to with Artie Shaw on the Bluebird label, from July 1938, Any Old Time. Before that, Billy and what was roughly the Basie band at the time, Buck Clayton, Sweets Edison, Earl Warren, Lester Young, Jack Washington, Freddie Green, Walter Page, Joe Jones, Joe Sullivan in place on piano. Night and Day on the Vocalion label from December 1939. And we started the set with Shirley Horn, title track off a package on the Verve label, Close Enough for Love from November of 1988. This is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. That's about got it for this time. We'll be back next week at this same time to take us on out of here. Let's call on Hazel Scott.